Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24. Stepping out of his limousine, President David Palmer looks down at his infected hand and collapses onto the sidewalk. Agents immediately scan the area with their guns as a woman by his side tries to help. Lying on his back, the president stares up at the sky, helplessly gasping for breath. Three years later.
The following takes place between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Events occurred in real time.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24. Starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Alicia Cuthbert as Kim Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, James Badge Dale as Chase Edmonds, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran. Voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. A dark van hurtles with intent through the busy streets of Los Angeles. Inside, a man prepares a small bomb and readies the timer for action. With gloved hands, he takes out a knife and cuts through some plastic wrapping. The vehicle screeches to a halt and backs up to a side entrance of a National Health Services facility. Two men carefully unravel a dead body onto the ground and attach the bomb to the door of the building. The timer is activated, and they speed away. The explosion alarms a security guard who sees the naked, scabby body through the flaming remains of the door.
Security, I need help here at the ramp.
At a federal holding facility in Downey, a man places his right hand on an identity recognition panel. A bar of light scans the print of his palm, and his photograph flashes up on the screen. It's Jack Bauer.
Where is it?
What?
Right here on the screen.
Yes.
Jack and his partner, Chase Edmonds, are led through a maximum security gate. Two guards lead prisoner D3847 Ramon Salazar to an interrogation room in chains.
Get this thing signed.
That's not what I meant.
Hispanic hardnut Salazar is placed in the interrogation chair, watched through a two-way mirror by a group of men headed by District Attorney Luis Anizon. Jack and Chase join them.
Okay, we're all here.
What kind of changes are we talking about?
Don't worry, Jack, they're not deal breakers. He's still going to give up all the terrorist cells he deals with. He just wants to go to a Class 2 detention, not maximum security.
And you're going to give it to him, right?
Yeah.
My client's not happy that you won't hold him in Florida.
He's getting Minnesota. That's a deal.
Give him Florida. It doesn't make a difference.
I let you two do your jobs. Why don't you let me do mine?
Because we don't want this thing going south over some small detail. Salazar is unstable, and we can't predict what's going to push his buttons. And to be frank, there's too much at stake.
Listen, Jack. I know you two spent the last year getting Salazar, and I respect that. But there's a protocol that I have to follow with.
Luis, come here for a second. Putting him away is not the point here. If he doesn't talk, we haven't accomplished anything. I didn't lose a year of my life to arrest some drug dealer. Salazar does business with terrorist cells around the world. Bringing them down is our only objective. Are we clear?
I understand. But if you give Salazar everything he asked for, he's just going to want more. This is the deal, and he's going to take it.
Here. Salazar's lawyer enters the room and places the new deal on the table before Salazar to sign.
You better be right.
Douglas, is that my life you're holding in your hand?
It's ready to be signed.
Are you in there, Jack?
Forget about Bauer.
How can I forget about the man who put me here? Pretended to be my friend.
I'm concerned about you, Jack. The things you did to get me here, I wouldn't wish on anyone.
Let's face it. You'll never be the same.
Hey, neither will I. So I guess we are in the same boat. I'm about to name names, Jack. This is a big moment for both of us.
That makes me happy. Because you see, we are connected now. I don't know. Maybe we always have been.
I mark the changes.
I don't need to see the changes, but I do need the pen. Unless you want me to sign it with my own blood. It's kind of funny, my own blood. Where do I sign this, Douglas?
Right here.
You've done a good job as my counsel. I've been a go-to guy, as they like to say here in the States. But I think they're on to you. And I don't think you have what it takes to keep your mouth shut.
What do you mean?
Son of a bitch.
Open the door! Do it now!
Salazar mortally stabs the lawyer in the neck with his pen.
Get a medic in here, now!
It's your fault, Jack. And what happens next is on you, too.
Is that a threat?
Jason,
son of a bitch!
Back off! Take a walk! Did you hear me? What happens next is on you, Jack! It's on you!
108. On back of the National Health Services facility, a hazmat team dressed in biological protection suits encases the abandoned body.
Dr. Mace, we isolated the body like you asked.
You said my name was on it?
Yes, it's on his chest.
She carefully examines the blistered, scabby body. Written on tape are the words, "Attention, Dr. Sonny Mace."
Run a full panel of tests just to be sure, but I think we're dealing with a pneumonic virus type 3.
Type 3? Isn't that the virus group your team has been doing simulations on?
Yeah, I think that's why this was addressed to me. Has CTU been contacted yet?
No, we've been waiting for you.
Go ahead and start the preliminary tests. I'll call Director Almeida.
All right.
End of part one. Part two. Los Angeles Counterterrorism Unit.
Hey, did the President arrive at SC yet?
Just about. We're swapping out some of our people now that Secret Service is in place. They're waiting for your resource assessment.
All right, I'll call them.
I've had it, Tony. I swear to God.
What's the problem, man?
Chloe O'Brien does not touch my data. If Field Ops wants something, she asks Jack or talks to you, and then you tell me.
Did she damage anything?
That's not the point. The reason my department has zero downtime is because of the procedures I put in place.
Did she damage anything?
No, she didn't,
then
but
let
I really...
it go. Look, Jack's got his department and I got mine, but we're all under the same roof. Understood? Good. Now lighten up. You're gonna drive yourself and the rest of us crazy.
All right, hold on. Sonny Mace from Health Services on the line. Oh, by the way, have you heard from Herzog?
No, not yet. Relax, Michelle. You're going to get the job.
I better. You're not going to Langley without me.
Hey, Sonny, what's up?
Well, this is one I'm really sorry to be right about.
What are you talking about?
Cordilla virus? It's a type 3 pneumonic virus. Remember last month at the conference, I raised the possibility a strain could be out there?
Yeah.
Well, it is. Someone just dropped off a dead body infected with the virus. Hey, Tony, these guys are serious. They blew a hole in the door to get our attention. I mean, this is obviously some kind of message.
A message? What, that somebody's got the virus and they're willing to release it?
Yeah, exactly.
Do we need to issue a quarantine advisory?
No, once the host is dead, it's not contagious.
All right, do me a favor. Call the other county facilities, see if there are any more cases.
I will. What about the ID on the John Doe?
Send everything you got over here. We'll work it up.
It's on its way.
All right, thanks, honey.
What is it?
Initiate a level one setting protocol.
112, and Jack reviews CCTV footage.
And I don't think you have what it takes to keep your mouth shut.
What do you mean?
If Salazar wanted to kill Shea, he could have done it any time over the last 3 months. Why'd he pick today?
He was cutting his deal.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
This is your fault, Jack. And what happens next is on you two.
What happens next? This is Bauer. Patch me through to Almeida.
Hey, Jack.
Tony, is anything going on over there?
We just had a major protocol come in. Possible bio threat to the city.
Tell me about it.
Well, a dead body infected with the Cordilla virus is left at health services. We figure it's just the first shoe dropping. We're waiting for somebody to take responsibility. Jack?
Yeah.
You thinking this is connected to Salazar?
I don't know, maybe. I'll get back to you.
All right.
I need copies of all four images.
By the way.
One 14. And the president's motorcade arrives at the Los Angeles University of Southern California. Escorting policemen motorbike past News 22 vans and reporters eager for copy as a woman rushes to join the onlookers that throng by the roadside. Burly agents open the limousine door and a Nelson Mandela-like President Palmer steps out into the warmth of the Californian crowd. Palmer is promptly met by Wayne, his brother, and Chief of Staff.
Hello, Mr. President.
Wayne, are we ready for the run-through?
Yeah, almost. The advance team dropped the ball, so we can't get in there for a few minutes.
That's fine.
No, it's not fine, David. I fired Judy. It was her fault.
She's done some good work for us, hasn't she?
Listen, tonight's debate is critical, and she should have had every single base covered, but she didn't.
Mr. President, how do you feel about tonight's debate with Senator Keeler?
Competent, ready to go.
Sir, this is your first time back to Los Angeles since the attempt on your life. Were you uneasy about coming back?
Not at all. Los Angeles is a great city. Would have been back here sooner if events had allowed it. What is important is that we're here now, looking to the future.
Thank you. That's all for now. We'll have a formal Q&A later this afternoon. You'll be briefed.
David, we got to talk about those GAO numbers. I mean, Keeler's going to bring it up tonight. You know he is. And I'm just not really... David, you all right?
I'm fine.
Let me call one of the resident doctors, all right?
No, it's all right. I'll wait for Ann.
Palmer is short of breath again. 1:16. Jack and Chase leave Downey Prison in a hurry, pursued into the car park by Luis Anison.
Where you going, Jack? We have to talk about this.
Not now.
Then when?
Call me. Right now, we got to get back to CTU.
Why?
Salazar killed Shea for a reason. He picked today to do it. We got to find out why.
Fine. Let's just go back in there and put the screws on Salazar.
You think he's going to talk to us after what we just watched him do? Not a chance. Come on, let's go.
Jack.
Just call me.
As they speed towards the highway in a four-track, a distracted Jack slips on his sunglasses.
All right, so what else did Almeida say about this dead body? Jack.
What?
I asked you about Tony. What else did he say?
He said the body was dumped at health services. They're trying to ID it.
You know, you never answered me before. About how you doing?
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Miss Bauer.
Jack, it's Chloe. I have Kate Warner for you. Should I put her through?
Yeah, put her through.
Jack?
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know.
I found that leather jacket you thought you'd lost.
Oh. Okay, great.
So, what do you want to do?
I could bring it over or send it.
No, you don't have to do that. Look, I'll just send someone over to pick it up.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Kate, how are you?
You know, it's hard.
I miss you.
I'm really, really sorry.
Don't be.
Take care of yourself, Kate.
Bye.
How's Kate?
Yeah, she's all right.
So you guys are still talking?
No, not really.
All right. None of my business. Sorry.
I didn't mean it like that. She's just trying to return a couple things of mine, that's all. Got any water?
Talk to Sonny. She was going to check with the other facilities to see if there were any more cases. If there are, find out where. Also, let's take all the regional cells that have bioterrorist capabilities and put them into high-speed cache.
Okay.
Larry Herzog from
Langley on line 2. Hey, Larry. Yeah, we are. Yeah, I will. Thanks.
Is that about me?
Yeah. He doesn't have a job for you right now. There's no new funding till after the election.
I see.
Also, Larry told me that he needs an answer from me by the end of the day. They're in a hurry to fill the post.
We both know you can't pass this up. It's a major career move. Call him and tell him it's yes.
And you'll come along as the wife without a job.
We'll go anywhere with you. As long as I don't have to cook.
Sweetheart, if you promise not to cook, I will take you with me anywhere. But if they don't have a job for you, I'm not interested.
Tony, Homeland Security on line 1.
We'll talk about it later.
Almeida.
Pretty much, just have to refresh the dad on my panel. Thanks.
Hey, Kim?
Yes, Michelle.
Have you ever done a capability search?
A couple weeks ago, I did one for Tony.
The East European cells?
Yes.
Good. This one's different. It's going to be global. Here's my access code.
I'll get right on it.
Thanks.
Hey, Adam, does the link file have DES encryptions?
No, it's 2-key.
What volume is the filter on?
827.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At the Salazar Ranch in Las Nieves, northern Mexico, Ramon Salazar's brother Hector watches a trainer break in a horse. He's feisty. Yes, but he might not be ready. He's ready. You can see it in his eyes. He reminds me of you.
Are you saying you had to break me?
No, mi angel. It was you who break me.
She smiles, and they kiss. They have the body.
¿Ya saben con quién están tratando?
Are they aware of what they're dealing with yet?
Creo que sí.
I'm sure they are.
Seguro. Dale 10 minutos.
Give it about 10 more minutes to trickle into the system.
Luego haces tu llamada.
Then make your call.
Sí, señor.
123, it's Gale in the surveillance room.
Okay, it's coming up now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
Adam, I'm piping this over to your system.
What is it?
Frags on the body that was dropped off at health services. We're doing an ID analysis. Kim, where are you in the capability search?
Still running. It's going to be another 15 minutes.
So you're open?
Yeah, what do you need?
Adam's going to break off part of an ID. We need a name. Give her the DNA file.
Michelle, I don't need her help.
Yes, you do. This is urgent.
I'm ready, Adam. Send the file. I'm open, Adam. Send me the file.
No.
Michelle just told you.
I don't need anyone doing my work for me.
What is your problem?
My problem is that everyone in this place earned their job. You got it because of your dad.
Kim taps at her computer and locks Adam's workstation, which flashes up the message, response time out.
What the hell is this? Tracy, is your system locked?
No, it's not.
Okay.
You know, it could be that you forgot to set the group permission. Someone who knows the tree structure changed the ownership. That wouldn't be me, because I'm incompetent and only got this job because of my dad.
Change the ownership back, Kim.
Send the data fork. It's your ass, Michelle's waiting.
Fine. I'll send it. Just unlock my system.
No problem.
She does so with a smug grin. End of part two. Part 3, 125.
Hey, Jack, I'll be up in a minute.
Okay. Chloe, tell me what you got. Are we in sync with all the systems downstairs?
Everything health services sent on the body is in volume 1, and I've reprised all the cells, our information on it.
Where are the date keys?
I couldn't get those for you.
Why not?
You'll have to talk to Tony so that Tony can tell Adam, and Adam can give them to me.
You're kidding me, right?
Nope. Adam's completely anal about that kind of stuff, and he hates women.
Chloe, just get it for me, okay, please? And close my door.
Chloe shuts the glass door to the field operations office. Jack's hand trembles as he tries to read a piece of paper. Flustered and sweating, he leans back in his chair and loosens his tie. Pain shoots through his body, bending him forward in agony. Chloe watches disapprovingly from her desk outside.
Yeah?
Jeff, Michelle, the teleconference with health services is about to start. You might want to come down.
No, I'm going to stay up here. Just patch him through, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
...126, and Kim goes into the ITS room to look for a piece of hardware. As she pulls out a console and begins to pour through data on a screen, a figure appears through the glass of the door and seems to be stalking her. It's Chase.
What are you doing in here?
I am refreshing a drive. What's going on with Salazar? Were you there when it happened?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
How's my dad taking it?
He's okay.
Good.
I was thinking about talking to him today.
Okay, today might not be the best day.
Chase, no day is a good day. We said that we would tell him if we were still together after 2 months. It's almost three. Why don't we just tell him and get it over with?
All right. But I'll do it. Okay?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Really?
Really? Okay, look, you can't put the drives in there. What I need you to do is look under,
F6, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Mesa by video conference link.
We just received results of more tests, Tony. Unfortunately, the news isn't good. This is a weaponized strain. The virus has been engineered to kill more rapidly.
How rapidly?
It's a bit of a guess, but based on the autopsy, if infection starts at T equals 0 hours, there's a non-contagious latency period of 14 hours. After 14, it presents. After 20, the host is incapacitated. By 24, the host is dead.
What are the epidemiological consequences?
If the virus initiates at a single location, there will be a couple hundred cases by the end of day one. By the end of day two, it could be in the thousands. But from there, it's easier to talk about in percentage of population. By the end of the first week, 9% of Los Angeles County will be infected.
9%. That's over 1 million people.
And those people will die within 24 hours of infection.
All right, so tell me, if someone were going to try to release this virus into the general population, how would they do it?
That's the million-dollar question. It could come from anywhere. We don't know who has it. There's no way to know where they plan to release it. We don't even know what form it's in.
1:30. And teenager Kyle Singer sits in his bedroom admiring a large bag of cocaine. But just as he begins to open it...
Kyle?
What, Ma?
Tim wants you to know that he's down at the pool.
Thanks, Ma.
Can you take me to the doctor later on this afternoon?
What's Dad doing?
On a job interview. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Can Aunt Norma take you?
Why? What's so important that you can't take me?
I'm in. Just, I got a bunch of stuff to do today, Ma. Sorry.
Fine. I'll call Norma.
Thanks. Love you, Ma.
Kyle hides the drugs in a sports bag, which he bundles beneath a computer table. Meanwhile, President Palmer is quizzed during a debate run-through.
Mr. President, the country was in shock after the attempt on your life, but its prayers were answered when it was clear that you would survive. That said, many Americans have expressed concern that you are not fully recovered and may not be strong enough to serve for 4 more years. How would you respond to those who make such claims?
I wake up every morning at 5 a.m. I spend the first hour in the weight room. While I'm exercising, I'm prepping for my morning meetings. And then I put in a 16-hour...
Hold on! Can we pause the video, please? Get ready to play it back. Sorry, Chuck. Hold on.
Don't dignify that question with a defensive response.
I didn't realize that stating the facts was being defensive.
They bring up the assassination attempt? Fine, let them. And you remind everyone that it was your administration that not only arrested the man behind the attempt on your life, but you also exposed his organization and put his top-tier people away as well. All this while you were in this so-called weakened state. Now, Keela would be lucky to have a fraction of your energy. That's what you're telling. Mr. President.
Go ahead, Chuck.
And Mom called him the timid brother. Oh, there's my doctor. How are you?
Mr. President.
All right, everyone, let's break for a few minutes, please.
I'm fine. How's he been?
Seems a little tired.
I am not tired. I'm just a little jet lagged.
How's this going?
I'm definitely winning the run-through.
President Palmer's presidential doctor, Ann Packard, affectionately fingers the scar tissue on his arm caused by the deadly attack 3 years ago. and wraps a blood pressure cuff next to a copper bracelet around Palmer's wrist.
/130/80.
Good.
This is Wayne Palmer.
How tired?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
We haven't done a workup on you in a while, and I don't
know. No, Tess. You start looking for something, you don't stop until you find it. Find it.
Okay. But when you get back to D.C., I want you to have a complete physical. Doctor's orders.
Yes, ma'am.
Anne? I need him alone for a minute.
It's all yours.
What is it?
I just received a very disturbing phone call from House Services. It seems they found a body here in Los Angeles that's been infected with an extremely contagious and deadly virus. Now, there's concern. This is not just a random occurrence.
Meaning what?
Meaning CTU is looking to the possibility that this could be a criminal action.
Criminal action? Based on this one death?
I don't know all the details, David, but it has to do with the circumstances under which the body was found.
Keep your eye on this one.
Okay. Chuck, can we go down to question number 7, please, about Homeland Security?
Yes, sir.
1:33. And back at CTU, Jack is getting crankier.
Chloe?
Yes?
Where are the transcripts of Salazar and the DA?
I sent them to your system. It's in your directory.
Damn it, I didn't want it in my directory. I want it stored with the rest of the files from Salazar.
Okay, I'll do it.
Chloe, listen to me. If you can't start getting things right the first time, just let me know, because I can get someone else who can.
I did do it right. If you wanted it saved with your other files, you should have said so. That isn't standard, so I wouldn't think of doing it that way, would I?
Just do it that way from now on, okay?
I can't read minds, Jack. You're just gonna have to spell it out for me. Otherwise, this relationship won't...
Damn it, Chloe! Just do it now!
Fine.
Chloe marches back to her desk in a huff, watched by Chase, who cautiously approaches Jack's office and closes the door behind him.
Hey, Jack.
What?
What was that all about?
I need you to replace Chloe for me.
Replace her? Hey, she's the best analyst we got.
No, she's not. She's slow.
She's not slow. I mean, she may be a little weird, but she knows her stuff. You look like hell.
What'd you just say to me?
We're on an active protocol, okay? I need to know if you're up for it or not.
I like working with you, Chase. You're a nice kid. But don't you ever come into my office and talk to me like that again. Do you understand me?
I'm just saying you're on edge. Okay, I mean, come on, man. You're about to fire Chloe for no reason.
Chloe.
Yes?
I'm sorry I took your head off. I'm just having a bad morning, okay? Yeah. You happy?
Look, Jack, there's one more thing I gotta talk to you about.
It's Bauer.
Jack, we've got something in West Salazar.
Okay, we'll be right down. I got something on Salazar. What do you want to tell me?
Nothing. It'll hold.
End of part 3.
So, in order to plug any possible security breaches, we're doing date checks from now on. Break your logs into 8-hour intervals with different encryption keys on each interval, so if one is breached, one won't bleed into the other.
Did you tell him?
Are there any questions?
No, there's a lot going on right now. It'll happen, I promise.
Get back to work.
An anonymous phone call just came in the FBI about 10 minutes ago. They're getting ready to stream it to us right now.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's ready.
Bring it up.
Now you've received our package and realize we're in possession of a type 3 pulmonary immunovirus. Listen very carefully to these instructions. Our demand is very simple. We want the release of Ramon Salazar in the next 6 hours. If you refuse to comply, the virus will be unleashed general population. As your experts will tell you, you will not have time to stop its spread. Details of how Ramona's to be delivered will follow.
That's it. Do we know where the phone call originated from?
We don't know yet. It came out of a scrambled satellite signal. We're trying to narrow it down.
Jack, you know Salazar better than anybody else here. Who do you think we're dealing with?
Without a doubt, his brother. Hector was next in command. He went underground the second Ramon was taken into custody. Now look, I know for a fact that the Salazars own multiple properties in South America and Mexico registered under dummy corporations. Unfortunately, right now, the Mexican government is saying they can't locate them. So we're going to have to throw out a pretty large net to try and trace the origin of that call.
All right, we'll work on it.
Okay, how are we doing with the ID on the dead body?
Michelle's running the DNA.
Okay, what about prints and dental?
No teeth, no fingertips.
Okay, look, we need this ID. It's the only hook we've got into their operation.
What about questioning Salazar?
Complete waste of time. This is a man without vulnerability. He doesn't respond to physical interrogation, and he doesn't care about another living soul, including his own children.
Tony, we have a match on John Doe.
Show us what you got.
The dead body is a David Goss. He's a street dealer in East L.A., also an informant. Looks like he flipped sides so many times DEA stopped working with him over a year ago.
Do we have a last known address?
We're working on it.
Okay, we're going to need to know who infected Goss. You're going to have to work up a list of everyone who's been involved in his life over the last week.
All right, we'll pull together everything we got our hands on.
Okay, but work it from the other side as well. Go through Salazar's network. See if you can find the supplier who sold to Goss. Good work.
Chase, come with me. Let's see if anything's coming on Hector.
Mas! Pull up arriba!
Voltealo!
¿Qué es eso?
What is this? The ones we didn't use.
Levantalo! Pull up arriba! Hazelo! Y no va a afectar mi tierra.
And this won't affect my soil?
No,
the soil will be fine. In a secluded corner of the ranch, a lorry tips several decomposing human bodies into a freshly dug pit, supervised by a foreman. Claudia's father. Claudia's too upset to watch. Hector spits into the hole. She looks back at her father questioningly. He turns away.
Entonces, asegúrate. Y no se note nada.
Sí, señor. ¡Pon el patrón! ¡Pon el fuego! ¡Sigue! ¡Pon el patrón!
Workers stifle the stench with makeshift cotton masks and douse the bodies in petrol at Hector's command. Hector and Claudia return to the jeep.
Why do you have my father doing this kind of work for you? It's not his job.
It is today.
Luis Anison bounds up to Salazar's cell. Salazar stands outside in the corridor, handcuffed and flanked by two guards.
Why did you kill Shay? Take a look around, Ramon. You're in a United States prison where your ass is going to rot until you're executed. You want to improve your conditions here? You better start talking to me.
What do you want to talk about?
Why did you kill your attorney?
I didn't want him talking to you.
About what?
About anything. It's eating at you, isn't it? What am I up to? Come on, Luis. You have me in chains. Two tough guys waiting for a chance to beat me to a pulp. Do it, Luis. See if you can beat it out of me. You are no fun.
They lock him back in his cell. And Hector arrives back at the ranch house.
Where are you going? Claudia. Claudia. Claudia!
What's wrong?
My father is the ranch foreman. You promised me he wouldn't be involved in your other activities.
I pay you, Father, 3 times the going rate. He can perform an extra task or two.
No. I told you when we came to live here that I didn't want him or my little brother to be exposed to your illegal business. You broke your word, Hector. And that hurts me. It hurts.
I'm sorry, Claudia. Please, I make it up to you.
How?
I give you Father some time off, an extra month pay.
That's your solution to every problem, isn't it? Money.
Claudia. Claudia!
She shuts herself in her room. Hector calls Gail in the surveillance room.
Yeah. Have you made the call to the FBI?
Yes, I did.
And what about our boy?
I'm watching him now. Keep him close.
I will.
1:46, and Gail watches Kyle on the monitor.
So what was it like to get knee-deep in some fine Tijuana tail?
Huh?
I mean, I didn't go down there to get laid. But you said... I know what I said. I just didn't want to tell you in case something happened.
So, what's the big secret?
Remember Zach Parker from high school?
Sure. But didn't he get busted last year for doing coke?
Yeah. Whatever. He set me up with this guy down there. What do you mean set you up? How do you even know him? I know him, okay?
What are you into here, man? Are you selling dope?
No. I'm not exactly selling anything.
Then exactly what are you doing?
This guy. He paid me $5,000 to bring some coke over the border. I did that last night. Today I drop it off, I get another $5.
You gotta be out of your mind.
It's just this one time. Getting over the border is the hard part. It's already done.
Why are you doing this?
My mom's on dialysis. My dad's out of a job. We're about to get evicted from this crappy apartment. Is that good enough for you?
You are seriously insane.
But Tim, I'm about to make this drop later today. I was just thinking maybe you and I, we could go together.
No, forget it.
No, you just have to wait in the car. I go in, I make the drop, I come back out. That's it. There's no big deal.
I'm not interested.
Think about it.
Tim joins two girls in the nearby pool.
Carry on. When did FBI get this call?
About 20 minutes ago.
And we don't know who we're dealing with.
It was a scrambled voice on an open line. All we know is what he said. If they want Salazar, they're going to release the virus.
What's your take on this, Wayne? Do we cancel the debate?
So far, DOD, the Pentagon, and CTU haven't recommended raising the alert level, but they are discussing whether or not we should stay in Los Angeles.
Sir?
Yes, Eric.
Dr. Packard's here. She's asked to see you.
Tell her I'm busy, please.
Yes, Mr. President.
Aaron, wait. Tell her I'll speak with her.
Yes, sir. You really want to do that right now?
Yes, Wayne, I do.
Palmer retires to an adjoining room. As Anne passes through, Wayne follows her suspiciously with his eyes.
Yes, Anne.
I want you to start taking these, one in the morning and one before you go to bed. It'll help your energy.
I told you I was fine.
I know what you told me. You gonna trust your doctor or not?
Of course I am.
So what's going on? You seem upset.
Nothing. It's just gonna be another one of those days.
What does that mean?
I've got to get back.
Okay.
We'll talk later.
They kiss secretly on the couch before Palmer returns to presidential business.
Navigation. Thank you. Look, can you just patch it up in my office?
An error message on Chloe's computer proves too much for Jack's nerves. Chloe watches him fume by.
What's his problem today?
This timeline doesn't make sense. It goes straight from December to February.
What are you trying to do, Jack?
Same thing you should be trying to do. Solve this problem.
It's not what I'm talking about. Listen, Jack. I'm gonna be honest with you. I look up to you. I'd take a bullet for you if I had to, but right now I'm gonna hold the mirror up. You were under of Salazar for 6 months. I know what they did to you. And I know what you did to yourself. You can't make that go away overnight. You think I didn't know?
You should mind your own business, Chase.
All I'm trying to say is that I'm here for you. But today is not the day to try to prove to everybody that you're all better. It's about to hit the fan. You know that, and I know that. So do what you gotta do, man. Get your head straight so we can do our work.
As Chase walks out of the door, he closes it discreetly behind him. Ashamed and momentarily defeated, Jack clicks a remote control and the windows of his office electronically tint to give him some much-needed privacy. After a moment's thought, Jack reaches for his keys and opens his office locker. Hidden inside at the top is a medical kit in a plastic pouch. He opens it and places it on the desk. He rolls up his sleeve and ties a rubber tourniquet around his arm, slapping the veins ready to shoot up. He pulls off the protecting cover from the syringe with his teeth and fills it with heroin solution. Blinking as sweat runs down his face, Jack taps the syringe to expel the bubbles. Meanwhile, Kyle sweats it out by the pool. Wayne Palmer searches for answers on his cell phone, and Salazar sits coolly in his cell waiting for his plan to unfold. Jack tests the syringe by gently squeezing the plunger, then angles it above the crook of his tattooed arm, about to inject.
Dad, you up there? Dad?
Yeah?
Can I come up? I need to talk to you about something.
Not right now, sweetheart. I'm in the middle of something.
Okay, well, call me when you have a few minutes.
Okay.
He fights with himself. The needle millimeters away from his arm, hovering above his Salazar clan tattoo of the Madonna, quivering in the turmoil that rages within. His finger stiffens above the plunger. He pulls back, squirting the heroin onto the floor. He hurls the syringe defiantly into the corner of the room, rips off the tourniquet and angrily flings away the medical kit and all it contains. 2 p.m. The end.
Al Pacino invites you to say hello to his little friend in gangster classic Scarface, the Friday night movie, just after 10. Next this evening, though, Tom Paris is two stars short of a starship in Voyager.